The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Friday, 24th day of August, 2018. And on today's program, as promised, I've got Chuck Untersee with me. He is the producer and the director for the movie Revelation: Dawn of Global Government. And this movie was released back in May of 2016 in Houston. But like anything else, folks, we have an idea who controls what people see, read, and hear. And there was a little problem getting this thing into distribution, kind of the same way Aaron Russo had with his DVD presentation on Federal Reserve and the IRS, which go hand in hand. At any rate, I've got Chuck Untersee. Chuck, can you hear me?
Oh, John, how are you?
Well, another 104 degree day in Central Texas here. I like it because it's a little taste of, if you're a bad boy or a bad girl, a little taste of hell.
Well, today I figured out how to beat the New World Order. I was asked to be in the Fredericksburg County Fair Parade as an 1880s Texas Ranger on the horse with a bunch of other guys. And if you think it was bad at 104 there, you should be in the parade. But as a Texas Ranger, I think I can handle them now.
Well, but it's a dry heat, Chuck. you know, when I first came down here to Texas, you know, I'd heard the saying, you know, boy, it's so hot you could fry an egg on the sidewalk. Well, when I got down here, I learned what hot was. The residual heat at 2 o'clock in the morning, you could fry an egg on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Hey, I talked with you yesterday for a time, and I had told you that there are people to make documentaries and there are people to make movies, and your background, you were in Hollyweird along with your wife. You did a lot of commercials, did commercial stuff. So you had a good background in order to do that. And the quality of that shows in this video. Now, and I told you that, there were people that were doing movies. Back in the 30s and the 40s, they had what they called a film noir. And it was a little different take, a little different camera angles and shadowing, and just a little bit different from the standard movie fare. And that was okay with that the day's technology, but it wasn't until the 80s that things really started to change and people got the idea, well, wait a minute here. Let's make this a little bit more interesting. Let's give it some texture, some feel. The guy that did Jaws, the director. I'm getting a prompt here from Mike that's gone into catatonic brain fart. Who did E.T.? Damn it. Steven Spielberg. There you go.
Spielberg.
Yeah, he did the movie Back to the Future. I think he broke into Duel, and that was a movie about a truck and a car racing through the Southwest deserts. But he made it interesting. But when he came out with Back to the Future, I knew in the first few minutes of that movie I was looking at something different. And it was. It was a quality of photography, the lighting, and all that stuff. And when I watched Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, I had the same impression. You just had this knack for just bringing the contextual stuff in and then presenting it. It's not an easy thing to do. So I just wanted to give you kudos on the production value of this.
Well, thanks, John. I have to compliment you for noticing, because so many people don't. And, you know, oftentimes people are, of course, more interested in the message than anything else. But I feel if you combine message with aesthetic, that subliminally people still feel there's something there that might not be otherwise. And my background was... I filmed it, of course, and directed, but my background was in national commercials, and everything had to be highly aesthetic, and it's just, you know, I was an art major.
Hey, let me interrupt you here for a second. You on speakerphone?
Yeah.
Okay, don't. That makes a bad...
Okay, is that better?
That is much better. Thank you so much. Okay, please continue.
So anyway, to recap, I'm glad you noticed, because oftentimes people don't, and we feel that, or I feel that if you have, the message obviously is the most critical, but if you have an aesthetic quality, then people enjoy watching something maybe more than if it's awful. And so, you know, subliminally people kind of take away something more than they might have otherwise. But I'm all about the aesthetics. I've got... I did tons of national commercials where, you know, it had to be really tight in that area. I was an art major, and I see things.
Yeah.
And not dead people, just see things.
Yeah. And it does show. By the way, I mentioned to your wife that, you know, I was very thankful that you guys sent this over to me, the movie and the trilogy and then the accompanying books. And the books, folks, it's literally, this is the carbon copy of the movie in print. So you can go through, you can watch the movie or the trilogy, but you can go through and you can actually see the transcript of the movie itself. And that comes with if people order this. But we got a special deal coming up here. And people might have noticed the banner. It's right at the top of our page here, Revelation Free Movie. And you click that on, and that will link directly to Chuck's site. And it starts today. Whoops. I hate this when I open up websites and it already speaks to me. Okay. The guy that's doing this, by the way, whose voice is this in this introduction?
We found a guy in Missouri who does Sam Elliott soundalikes, and he actually sounds more like Sam Elliott than Sam Elliott
does. And the same thing happened yesterday. I went to pull up the webpage, and the volume came on, and I'm going, okay, that's not supposed to happen when I got an open mic. But I'm listening to this, and I'm going, wait a minute. That's not Charlie Daniels. Charlie Daniels has got a distinct voice, but I thought, wait a minute, that sounds vaguely now I get it. I understand. Okay, so this starts today, folks. I mean, you can go to the website, our website, republicbroadcasting.org. This is running from the 24th of August to September 2nd, and you can just sign in and watch the movie for free. And nothing could be easier than that. I don't know how many people have seen the movie, but it is more than worth the watch. But what intrigues me, and when you're doing a movie, Chuck, years ago I did a movie, and I had all this information, and it took me forever to edit it down to a two-hour presentation. I mean, I had 10 hours worth of stuff that I knew I needed to include that I knew that I couldn't. So I had to dump 8 hours, and then just hopefully I made the right choices. You kind of ran into the same problem. As a matter of fact, and I'm chiding you on this, I had a near-death experience coming into the network to do the interview for this, and I didn't even make the movie. I only ended up in a trilogy.
Well, we saved the best for last.
Oh, nice comeback. Nice. Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect. Charlotte Lizardby.
That's the bane of editing anything, is that there's always so much good stuff, and then you don't know where. In fact, it took 8 months to edit it, and I'm not talking about every once in a while. I'm talking about every day, long days.
Yeah.
And we had 46 hours of footage that we had filmed over about 30 states, driving 25,000 miles, because we did it all in an RV. But the point is, in a normal film, like a feature film, you have a script, and it's actually very easy to edit. It just comes down to creative decisions. You know, pick the best take and tell the story as best you can because you've got a foundation. In this case, there was no script at all, simply because when you pick an expert, and how I designed it was find as many experts on as many areas as I can and then sit them down and let them tell it from their point of view. You really can't tell an expert how to be, you know, an expert. Like General Boykin, for instance, you can't sit down with him and say, here's how I want you to tell the story of special operations. So the point is, you pick a bunch of people, you shoot the story that they need, that they can tell, and then you shuffle it around and tell your story as best you can with fitting all those pieces together. Well, with no script, because you can't have a script when someone else is just going to start talking, then you have 46 hours of footage, and you got to find all the sweet spots. So that's kind of a nightmare, but it worked, but it took a long time.
I feel you. It's just, and well, toward the end of your gathering information, we ended up a little westward out here. I won't describe the circumstance, but we thought we had somebody that had great information, so grabbed you and your film crew, and we went out to film, and then come to find out this guy was full of malarkey, and that was wasted time. But, you know, be that as it may, it's a good thing I discovered before we start putting stuff in your film. Charlotte Iserby called me, and she made me aware that the trilogy was there, and she said, did you get a copy of it? And I go, no, I didn't. So I guess you talking to Charlotte and your wife Anita, you said, wait a minute here. We need to get this over to John. So she called me, sent me this, and I was just really astounded because I didn't know that there was 3 additional hours that were available to this movie. And Charlotte Iserby has a good piece in this, as well as I. I'm all over. I think it's the second and third trilogy part to this revelation. And the way this was edited, and this was perfectly done, Joan Vion and myself were heavy into that third installment of the trilogy. And the information, I bring up the points, and then you bounce to Vion, and then it comes back to me, and it goes, it was absolutely edited perfectly. It would almost be like her and I were reading a script, but we weren't in the same room or the same time zone or zip code when that was done. But it was done.
But, that's why we did the transcripts, because oftentimes, you know, there's so much information that it had to be edited in a pacing that was a quick clip, and to try and get as much story as we could out of it. But the thing is, a lot of people like to go back and refer to something someone said, and it's like, what'd they say? I can't remember, and they write it down or something. But if you do a transcript,
right, you
can literally find exactly what they're thinking and gain more out of it. And if you read the transcripts, actually it reads like a book. It's just one thought to another thought to another thought.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
the transcripts are literal. They are just literal, literally every word that was spoken.
Yeah. I said to your wife, Anita, I said I was going through and I was watching the movie again, and then I popped in the trilogy and watched that. And it didn't take me long to figure out that the people that I was seeing on this presentation, half the people in this series are now dead. Dr. Stan Monty, Joan Vion, Dr. Michael Kaufman, Joyce Riley, Jack McLam, Greg Evenson, Jim Mars. I mean, it was These people, thanks to you, will live forever in their message. But it was kind of a bittersweet watching this. I was excited about the information that was going out, the people who were involved in it, the quality of it, and the whole nine yards. But it was kind of haunting to me that, you know, Dr. Stan Monteith had a program on this network for quite a while. Jack McLam, until he couldn't, his health deteriorated to the point he couldn't do a broadcast on this network anymore. Greg Evenson had a broadcast on this network. So there's close ties to this. And
we felt really privileged to not only meet but work with all those people, because they're the greats, and you know, I'm afraid that Charlotte Isry said several times that if we don't turn this around, you know, the next people in line may not have a chance to get it. She is so funny because she has such dry humor. And she said, how are you going to win a war if you don't even know who the enemy is? And but we filmed with her, and again, with no script. And you know her, so you know she's super intellectual. Mm. And when she begins to talk about something, and all these issues are very, you know, deep and dark, and oftentimes, well, she can go on forever. And we had just, I don't know, 3-4 hours of her talking, and this. But when you're editing, you can go in and find these little clips that are just zingers everywhere you look. So,
yeah, she had not seen. She had seen the movie, but she didn't see the trilogy. And when she saw me on disc 2 and 3, she said, "You were fantastic." And I'm going, "Okay, I haven't seen it yet." So I had to wait till I got the set in the mail. So, folks, you know, Joe Skousen is in this, Edward Griffin, Stan Monteith, Ted Nugent, Gerald Celente, Chuck Baldwin, Sheriff Richard Mack, Joe Farah. Chuck Baldwin, since you started filming in this, and what was that, 2010? You started to film?
Yeah, you know, I need to make an excuse on why it's taken 8 years. We started in 2010. A normal project like this should take a year and a half. You know, from the time you fund it to you get out and do the production, edit, and release it. Well, a year and a half into it, we had just started getting a lot of access. Stuart Rhodes, Michael Shaw, you know, just tons of people, that Edwin Vieira, that, you know, we thought, oh, well, we got to have that, we got to have this, we got to have that. So we'd hop in the van and go do it, and that took a long time, but the more people we found that really would be perfect and wanted to do it, we had to raise more money. So it's a double-edged sword. So we had to raise more money as we went. And then in 2016, we got a distribution deal with the distributor that did in L.A. that did 2016 Obama's America. Well, most people know that it's virtually impossible to get a conservative documentary, especially something about the New World Order, in theaters, and it's just the system is against you. And so we actually had this theatrical opening in Houston, and it was opening weekend. It was 7th in the nation for box office. And when we had the premiere, 300 people showed up. These are uninvited people, just the word on the street, including Ron Paul. And it was a big success. Well, the purpose of that was to raise a huge amount of money for national advertising so we could get it out before the election. And we got a commitment for half of it, and then we had to get the rest of it in about 3 minutes, and just couldn't get it done. But so as it turned out, if you have a good theatrical release, you know, it may run for 6 weeks, and, you know, thousands of people will see it, but not that many thousands. And in this case, and then it goes to DVD. So that's where we were at that point. But in this case, Anita studied under some people in L.A. that had evolved this special marketing that we're doing right now for film, and it's been super successful. And so ultimately, I don't know, maybe 60, 70,000 people have seen it to date, but ultimately it'll probably get out to more people the way we're doing it than it would have theatrically.
Well, I don't know about that. Movies, I'm kind of a movie buff. I've seen over, at last count, 4,000 movies. Good movies last forever, and people will, word of mouth, tell them, hey, you got to see this film. All right, let's take this break. Chuck Untersee is my guest. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government is the movie.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Our society is moving towards Marxism.
Because of what we did on this day, at this defining moment, change has come to America.
Our revolution now becomes your revolution.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces. The dark side. Bent on global governance. Alex Jones.
What is the goal? It is to create a one world government. It's as old as time itself.
Authoritarian officials with jackboots could say, "Your papers, please," and stop you and demand to see your ID.
The Department of Homeland Security issued a declaration to all law enforcement, state, local, and federal, saying that the future threats to America were right-wing Christian groups, Second Amendment groups, pro-life groups,
wake up, America.
And returning veterans.
While you still have time.
Just think of this country again as one nation under God. America with borders, a nation of patriots who are proud of our heritage, our achievement.
Now it remains necessary for all Americans to draw such a line in the sand.
Time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
RevelationTheMovie.info.
No is a powerful concept.
All righty. That's the introduction. By the way, I tried to get a hold of Mark Collins. Would you have any better luck trying to get a hold of him? Because I'd like to bring him up next week, because we're going to be able to run this movie free for people. And I'd like to have Mark Collins up next week, if that's at all possible.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I can reach him. He's just, you know, always crazy. He's a Baptist pastor, but I don't know if you mentioned this, but he was, for 12 years, he was the pastor at Upland Springs where they had the massacre. I called him on that Sunday, and I said, "Hey, Mark, hear what was going on up there?" He said, "Yeah, I'm here." The way he said, "Homeland Security called me in to..." Because, you know, the regular pastor is out of state. And the funny story there is his daughter goes there.
Yeah. Let me interrupt you. You back on the speakerphone again?
Is that? Yeah, I guess I was.
There,
yeah,
there,
okay.
You go, there you go. Okay. But please, sorry. Please repeat what you just said.
Yeah. Okay. So Mark was for 12 years the pastor, assistant pastor at Southern Springs Church where the massacre was. And I called him on that Sunday, and I said, "Mark, have you heard what's going on?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm here. Homeland Security called me in to identify the bodies." And so, you know, he was the point man. At one point, there were 400 news vans there and on connecting with the news media. And but his daughter was on the way to church that Sunday and with his three grandkids, and she had a blowout, I mean, a terrible flat where she couldn't move the vehicle, or she would have been there, too. But yeah, I can get in touch with him, and he's super. He was how we found him. We were going to Valley Forge to film, and on the way we were winging it, trying to figure out who was the perfect Washington, and because I wanted to film the crossing the Delaware thing up there, and so Anita stumbled across the 10-part miniseries on History Channel, The Revolution, and he was watching that. He's been in several movies. But about 15 or 20 years ago, he started this, what he called the ministry about Washington, because when the History Channel cast him, they really wanted somebody perfect. So somehow they came up with a copy of a plaster face mask of Washington from an artist that painted Washington in the 18th century. And they were using that to gauge people. So they put Mark, they found out he was doing Washington for a long time. And they put his face against it, and he calls it a split face. And I swear, you can't tell the difference. It's astounding.
Yeah.
And so, plus, he's really an expert on the Revolution and the faith of founding fathers and the whole thing. He's a great person to talk to, and he did a super job for us.
Well, you're General Boykin. What is his background?
Well, He has several books he's written. One is Never Surrender, the first one I read. And he was in Vietnam, and then, you know, as a junior officer, but then he, that's where he started. And then he ultimately wound up in the Iran debacle, where they aborted the mission to rescue the hostages. And then he became just purely special operations and became commander of Army Special Operations, all Special Forces, and he was actually CIA or something, I forget the exact title, and but the point is, he's always been, you know, a military spook, and he, it's funny, in his book, when they were in the desert with the thing on the hostages, it was his job as a junior officer to, they had, I don't know, several aircraft in the desert, had landed in Iran, and it was night, and they were preparing with their special operations people to go spring the hostages, and all of a sudden, in the middle of nowhere, this bus, if you've ever been to the Middle East, it's not uncommon to see these buses that are painted these bright colors, and they have Christmas tree lights all around them, and they were playing Islamic music really loud. It came driving right in front of the nose of one of these C-130s, and but they had to abort the mission. It was his job to go around and make sure everybody got off. And all the aircraft took off, and the last one was rolling. And they had, you know, he's all a sergeant.
Let me break here. I've got a bottom of the hour break. You probably can't hear the bump. Stay on the phone. 3-minute break. We'll be right back with Chuck Untersee.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back. Dawn of global government, folks. It's not coming. It's already here. And if you have not seen this movie, it doesn't get any better than free. And you're able to do this for, and how many days is this? I didn't stop the count. How many days people?
It's 10 days starting today.
10 days starting today. So anybody that wants to see this movie, go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Hit the banner up there that says Revelation Free Movie, and click that on. It'll take you to a registration page, and you'll be able to watch the movie. And you can watch it repeatedly for 10 days. And you're going to want to tell your friends, so email them our link over to them, and let them, I mean, we got a holiday coming up, don't we? So we're going to have a lot of downtime for a lot of people, and what a good way to watch a good, well-produced, patriotic, with a very, very strong message. And one person put it that, like drinking from a fire hose, that's the amount of information that's in here. So, Chuck, I appreciate you coming up. And by the way, are you going to be doing many interviews here in the next several days?
Yeah, we've got a few here and there because of this particular launch. And I will get Mark Collins for you. I'll call you back next week.
Okay.
And, but
well, and for your benefit, the reason why I brought that up is I understand that you couldn't get Skype to work. Our producers here can help you download that. If you go out and get a $10 headset, okay, that's just the thing that plugs you into that computer, but they will help you to install that Skype. Most people, when they're doing the interviews, they prefer the Skype because of the audio quality, and I think it'll help quite a bit in your presentation to other outlets as well.
Okay, yeah, that'll be great. We'll do that.
All right, sir. Well, I appreciate this very much. What happens when they go to see the movie? Are they able to get the trilogy, the entire package, along with the transcripts?
Right. If someone, well, first of all, anyone can watch the first film we did, Revelation of the Global Government, free for the 10-day window. And at the end of that, and it's no hard sell, if they will want to, they can get the other three with the transcripts, including the first one, the original. So there's four films. Each one of them are hour and a half to hour and 45 minutes times four. And the transcripts are kind of just a breakdown after the fact if someone wants to study it. And I have one quick funny story. When we went to film Club and Bundy for the film, I have been in the film business all my life, and when you're in the film business, especially if you're a cinematographer, you always talk about shooting this, shooting that. Well, when we were there, there were oath keepers on every little ridge and hill all around his place. And so he said, come at 6 a.m. Well, it was still dark. So I went, and actually Mark Collins was with me. We drove up the front gate. Three or four burly oath keeper guys came out, and I rolled down the window, and they just looked at me like, okay, now what do you want? And I said, I'm here to shoot Clive and Bundy.
Oh, gosh.
And we nearly got shot. Nevertheless, we made it through, and, Clive did a great job.
Yeah, he did. And good things have happened with the Bundys as well. All right. Well, Chuck, continued success with this. We got a country of 300 million people. My hopes is that anybody that gives a damn, watch this, because it's just jam-packed with information. It is so well produced. Folks, when you see Washington crossing the Delaware, you'd almost think you were there watching it. It's fantastic. It really is. All right. Well, Chuck,
thanks, Tom.
Blessings to you and your wife, Anita, and we'll be talking soon.
Okay, John. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Boy, there's just not enough people that give a damn. I called a friend of mine, and I mentioned yesterday, John in Kentucky. And I was watching this movie that's entitled, and it's a universal release, called God's Not Dead. And it's a story about college campus. There was a church that had been there for 150 years, and the college campus grew up around it. Well, one thing led to another, and the college just wanted the church gone because they didn't want Jesus all over the campus. And to make a long story very short, the message of the film is, well, they shut down operations, and they're going to move off campus and go build another church. And the message of the movie was, we can all kumbaya, we can all get together. People were out there that wanted to see the preacher of this church hung, but as it turns out, he brings everybody together in a candlelight vigil, and, the pastor goes, and so does the church. So it wasn't a win at all. Instead of the message of the movie is don't back down, the message of the movie is back down so we can kumbaya with the people that actually hate us. Wow. Now there's Hollywood for you. At any rate, did you get everything posted up that I'd sent over to you, Mike? Good deal. I appreciate that. There's a bunch of stories here. Our air conditioner is crapping out, and I am absolutely boiling in here. What is it, 80, 85 degrees in there? What's it out there? 88.5 in a room full of computers? 89.5. You sure you're not telling me an FM station on a radio dial? Phew. I'm just sitting here, and I'm just dripping in sweat. Whew. Yeah, okay, we'll post them up. I'll get to them. any rate. Man, do you realize there wouldn't be a most of the people here in Texas if it wouldn't be for air conditioning? Let me launch and let me disengage this and get into that. Man. Is anybody, by the way, has anybody watched the movie yet that's listening? I think it was available after midnight this morning. I'm just wondering if anybody had a chance to see it. At any rate, you know, this caught my eye. If you want to understand fiscal responsibility, we got to fund the government, I guess, coming up in September. And they're talking about raising the debt ceiling. Nary a word about lowering the government spending. And, folks, we've never seen a complete audit of what the government spends. You get lost in the bureaucratic minutiae and the columns of figures and this, that, and the other, and you still don't get a true picture of what the government is twittering away, if you will. But it's status quo. Get as much as you can, and the hell with everybody else. And by the way, if the politicians and the bureaucrats, you know, the federal government's one of the biggest employers on the face of the planet, if the government wanted to spend all this money and the employees had to pay for it, bet your sweet bippy you'd see some cost reductions real fast. But since in the sea of humanity out here, the huddled masses, we're the ones stuck with the bill on whatever the government has a whim to spend money on. But this is mindset. It's just not the U.S. government. It's states as well. Illinois is in trouble, as I reported yesterday. They cannot cover. They need, $120 or $140 billion just to restore the retirement funds? Well, what's their bright idea to do that? Borrow money to pay that off. Now there's great thinking for you. So this disease is just not central in the federal government. This disease and status quo and idiocy is across the board. A good example of this, you know, I mean, folks, in New York City, they've cracked down on people. Everybody's got dogs. Cats you don't have to take out for a walk to go potty. Dogs, a different story. They got pooper scooper laws in New York City. If you don't pick up your dog's poop, you get a hefty fine. All right? So what do you think if somebody was hired for a public service to go out and scoop poop? What do you think it'd be worth? $50,000 a year? $70,000 a year? You know, it's a disgusting job. We're not talking about dog feces here. We're talking about human feces. We're talking about people on the streets in Santa Rosa, in L.A., all over California. And they will not use porta-johnnies, and their idea is just to, and for a lack of better term here, folks, just crap all over everything. And they do. You know, I wished I could say that this was a satire piece, but a new story in the San Francisco Chronicle reveals just how lucrative collecting crap actually is. It's but the latest in a string of shocking revelations to hit headlines throughout the summer, exposing how deep San Francisco's crisis of vast amounts of vagrant-generated feces covering its public streets actually run. And no pun intended there. It's been detailed how the city authorities have finally decided to do something after thousands of feces complaints. During only 1 week in July, over 16,000 complaints were recorded. Now, you can imagine these aren't the people that are playing Who Flung Poo on the streets of San Francisco. These are the people that are getting tired of looking at it. Now, the cancellation of major medical convention and an outraged new mayor, London Breed, who was absolutely shocked after walking through her city, they established a professional poop patrol, okay? Complete with hazmat suits and little mask and cute little reflective vest. They look so cool. As described when the city initially unveiled the plan, the patrol would consist of a team of 5 staffers and a supervisor donning protective gear and patrolling the alleys around Polk Street and other, not joking here, brown zones, in search of everything from hepatitis-laden Hershey squirts to worm-infested logs. Sorry to get so descriptive, but this is what this actually is. At the Poop Patrol's disposal will be the special vehicle equipped with a steam cleaner and disinfectant. The teams will begin their shifts in the afternoon, spotting and cleaning piles of feces before the city receives complaints in order to be proactive. In the words of the Public Works Director, Mohamed Nuru, co-creator of the Poop Patrol Initiative. Now, while at first glance it doesn't sound like the type of job people would be knocking down human resource doors to apply for, the San Francisco Chronicle has revealed just how much each member of this apparently elite Poop Patrol team will cost the city. $184,678 in salary and benefits. You didn't think crap paid? Well, there you go. The surprisingly high figure is buried in the middle of the San Francisco's Chronicle story on Mayor London Breed's morning walks downtown streets with her staff, unannounced beforehand to her police force and department heads so she can view firsthand what common citizens endure on a daily basis. After quoting Mayor Breed, who acknowledges we're spending a lot of money to address this problem, the San Francisco Public Works budget's items are presented. $72.5 million a year for a street cleaning budget, $12 million a year in what essentially has become housekeeping services for homeless encampments, $2.8 million for hotspot crews to wash down the camps and remove any biohazards, $2.3 million for street steam cleaners, $3.1 million for pit stop portable toilets, $364,000 for a 4-member needle team. Now, remember what I said about the needles. These needles are all over the place. They get free needles in California, but instead of disposing of them, they just throw them around. And I said, if you want to correct your free needle program, and these people, they get the free needles, they have to pay for them, they use it to inject their drugs, and then just throw them helter-skelter around. If you're going to give away free needles, tell them that, look, however many they issue per person per week, that guess what? In order to get new needles, you have to turn in your old ones. Wouldn't be very hard to do, would it? No, but their idea is to spend $364,000 on a 4-member needle team. An additional $700,000 set aside for a 10-member needle cleanup squad, complete with its own minivan. So we're talking here over $1 million, folks. Over $1 million, because the junkies don't even want to turn back their needles. And to say thanks to the city, who flung poo all over the streets of San Francisco. Wow. And crucially, there's now the new $830,977 a year poop patrol to actively hunt down and clean up human waste. The San Francisco Chronicle notes that in parentheses, by the way, the poop patrollers earn $71,760 a year, which swells to $184,678 with mandated benefits. Huh? The benefits is more than twice of what the yearly salary is. What kind of benefits? Have you ever had a job where the benefits exceeded what you were being paid per year? And then this is the land of the fruits, nuts, and flakes, folks. Liberal nirvana. They're swimming in their own crap out there. Wow. Yeah. I want you people in office and running our country. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If it isn't bad enough right now. To finish this up, though, we're sure the city's giant $11.5 billion budget. This is San Francisco's yearly budget, folks, $11.5 billion. Can handle the burgeoning cleanup costs likely to blow up even further. We're not sure how property owners paying hefty land and sales tax which has soared over the past couple of years, how they're going to react. Well, I can tell you, it ain't going to be kind. And with limited spots open on the new Poop Patrol team, and at a salary and benefits package approaching $200,000, we can imagine people might give second thought to the prospect of shoveling crap on a professional basis. Perhaps the only question that remains is, what kind of resume does one have to rise to the top of the pile? Folks, just sitting here discussing something as insane as this in this country is beyond belief. It is almost beyond comprehension. All right. By the way, did I leave my car running? Can I jump in my car with the air conditioning running to cool down during the break? We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Your Life. Not shall lose. So the Bible says, and
right, we're back. Chuck in Texas. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, buddy. Boss, I tell you what, I support you because you're the only hope we have on internet radio for talk show hosts. But I want to ask a question here. I happen to think of something earlier today. You remember when Clinton, through his Department of Justice, fired all of the attorneys generals or the federal prosecutors? I'm trying to remember the correct term for their positions. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes.
Now, we have a president who can't even get rid of the one guy directly under him who is absolutely doing everything the deep state wants, yet we make excuses for the boss who hired him, the guy who's famous for saying you're fired. What's wrong with this scenario?
Yeah. Well, and as I said, Chuck, the reason why these clearances are always given out and never taken back, it's for the continuity of taking down the government.
And wait, I'm sorry. I'm talking about Sessions here. You know, his appointment serves at the pleasure of the president.
Yeah.
And they're out there today. They're all exchanging barbs between the boss and an employee. And barb, back and forth. When are we going to realize this is just a kabuki dance?
That's all.
That's
all that it is, because the question, even Fox News has had the wherewithal to bring up the question, where's the Hillary Clinton indictment? Where's the Benghazi? Where's the Clinton Foundation? Where's the payola? When's that going to be exposed?
My question is, where is Trump? And this is why, although I'm in a very small minority, but a growing minority now, who is saying Trump is an absolute deep state plant.
I know, Chuck. There's more people saying this. And you know what?
Aren't we right?
I don't know if you're right or not. But I... Okay. You want to talk? Go ahead. You want to play talk show host? Go ahead. No. Go.
No.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, all right. I will. Name me one appointment he has made that has not been deep state. Even his very last appointment, the guy for the Supreme Court, does not believe the government needs a warrant to spy on your internet activity. Every appointment he has made has been deep state, everything we hate. Everything he has done, attacking Syria over bogus attacks, everything he's done. If it were Barack Obama, we'd be blaming Barack Obama. But we're blaming his DOJ, we're blaming his this, his that. But, he's not to blame. Come on, please. Are we going to wake up and realize this guy is a traitor?
You done?
Your turn, boss.
Well, we're going to go to break. Thanks for your call. Let's go.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.